ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नारायण नमस्कृत्यम्
नारं
चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ोचयाम्बुधीरयत् नस्तापेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवत्युत्थामश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी मुखां करोति माचलं भगुमृदायति करीण्यत्रीपतां महां वन्दे श्रीगुरुभिरधारणम् जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो वी रीड फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो 18th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 27 द रेजिडेंट्स ऑफ जम्बुद्वीप ऑफर्ड हर प्रेयर्स Yam Loka Pala Akila Matsara Chvara Pitva Yatanto Api Pritak Sametya Cha Patum Na Shekur, Tripadash, Chatuspada, Sarishripam, Staru, Yat, Atra, Trishyate, Yamloka Palakila, Matsarachvara, Yamloka Palakila, Matsarachvara, Pitvaya tanto pi pritak sametya cha Pitvaya tanto pi pritak sametya cha Patumna shekutvi padascha duspada Patumna shekutvi padascha duspada Sarishripam stanu yat atra trishyate Sarishripam stanu yat atra trishyate Yam loka pala kilamat sarat jvara Hitvaya tando pipritak sametya cha Patum na sheku tvipadas chatushpada Sarishripam staruyat atra trishyate Yamloka pala kila matsara chvara Hitvaya tanto pipritak sametya cha Atum na shekur vipadas chatuspada Stanu yat katra trishyate Sarish, 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 Sarish
vikaya tanto vipritaksare pyacha. Atum nashe kur vipadas chatustada. Sarishrikam staro yata krishyate. Yam whom you Lokapalaha, the great leaders of the universe, beginning with Lord Brahma, Kila, not to speak of others, Matsarachvara, who are suffering from the fever of envy, Ahitva, leaving aside, Yatantaha, endeavoring, Api, although Pritak, separately, Sametya, combined, Cha, also, Patum, to protect, Na, not, Sheku, able, Tvipada, two-legged, Chatupada, four-legged, Sarishripam, reptiles, Stanu, not moving, Yat, whatever, Atra, within this material world, Trishyate, is visible. Translation purport by Sri Vaikari Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. My dear Lord, from the great leaders of the universe, such as Lord Brahma and other demigods, down to the political leaders of this world, all are envious of your authority. Without your help, however, they could neither separately nor concertedly maintain the innumerable living entities within the universe. You are actually the only maintainer of all human beings, of animals like cows and asses, and of plants, reptiles, birds, mountains, and whatever else is visible within this material world. Therefore, it is fashionable for materialistic persons to compete with the power of God. When so-called scientists try to manufacture living entities in their laboratories, their only purpose is to defy the talent and ability of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is called illusion. It exists even in the higher planetary systems, where great demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and others reside. In this world, everyone is puffed up with false prestige despite the failure of all his endeavors. When so-called philanthropists who supposedly want to help the poor are approached by members of the Krishna consciousness movement, they say, "You are simply wasting your time while I am feeding vast masses of starving people." Unfortunately, their meager efforts either singly or together do not solve anyone's problems. Sometimes so-called swamis are very eager to feed poor people, thinking them to be Daritra Narayan, the Lord's incarnations as beggars. They prefer to serve the manufactured Daritra Narayan than the original Supreme Narayan. They say, "Don't encourage service to Lord Narayana. It is better to serve the starving people of the world." Unfortunately, such materialists, either singly or combined in the form of the United Nations, cannot fulfill their plans. The truth is that the many millions of human beings, animals, birds and trees, indeed all living entities, are maintained solely by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eko bahunam yo vidatati kaman. One person, the Supreme Lord, is supplying the necessities of life for all other living entities. To challenge the authority of Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, It's the business of asuras, demons. Yet sometimes suras or devotees are also bewildered by the illusory energy and falsely claim to be the maintainer of the entire universe. Such incidents are described in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Shukadev Goswami tells how Lord Brahma and King Indra became puffed up and were eventually chastised by Krishna. Yam loka pala kila matsara jvara hitva yatanto pi pritaksametya cha patum na sheko tvipadascha dushpadaha saristriyam stanu yat atra trishyate. My dear Lord, from the great leaders of the universe such as Lord Brahma and other demigods, down to the political leaders of this world, all are envious of your authority. Without your help, however, they could neither separately nor concertedly maintain the innumerable living entities within the universe. You are actually the only maintainer of all human beings, of animals like cows and asses, and of plants, reptiles, birds, mountains, and whatever else is visible within this material world. So in these verses, Shukadev Goswami describes Ramyaka Varsha, one of the Varshas in Chambudvi, where Vaivashvata Manu rules. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared to him as Lord Matsya at the end of the last area. That means Chakshuja Manvantara. Vaivashvata Manu is worshipping there on that island. Or Varsha, Ramyaka, Varsha, Lord Matsya, in pure devotional service and chants mantra. And so it's glorifying the Lord. So in every island there's one main king or resident, a devotee, who is dedicated to the worshipable deity, the Ishtadev of that particular island or planet. So the Lord appears in many different forms, different avatars. He also directly comes sometimes as Krishna or as Lord Chaitanya. But he also comes in many different other forms, and similarly they are all eternal, like Krishna himself. They are not different, and they are as worshipable as Krishna himself. So so all these deities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are appeared in different Varshas, and also on this planet, Bharat Varsha, to their particular devotee. The Lord never comes without a purpose. He always has a mission, and his main purpose besides the mission is to bless his devotee. Because the bhav, or the love, and the emotion, the prayers, and the devotional service of a particular devotee is that what attracts the Lord to appear before him, before his eyes. The Lord is very difficult to see with material eyes, as described in Padma Purana, Atta, Sri Krishna Namadi, Namhave Kraya Vindriyai, Seva Mukhehi Jiva Dosvayameva Svaratyata. So with our material eyes we cannot perceive the transcendental Lord. Only if our senses become purified by seva, by devotional service, pure devotional service, the Lord manifests Himself kindly before the eyes of the devotee. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Bhattagami Bhavatami. And for the devotee prays, my dear Lord, please become visible before my eyes, before my transcendental eyes. Although we have eyes, we cannot see transcendence. We cannot deceive the Lord. And therefore, we become overpowered by the movie of Maya. Maya's movie. You don't have to go to Bollywood or Hollywood to see these films. No, the whole material creation is a movie of Maya. Maya, the illusion. And everyone from the top planet, Brahmaloka, down to the insects or lower planetary systems, and also here on earthly planets systems, everyone is more or less covered by this illusory energy of the Lord, Vishnu Maya. Vishnu Maya is very powerful. Daiva isha gunamayi, mama maya dratya, mameva ye prabhatyante, mayametyam tarantite. So we cannot overcome Maya, the illusion, by our own effort. Only if one surrenders to Krishna, Maya will remove. And the real Maya, not the illusory Maya of this material creation, but Krishna's internal energy, will give us the opportunity to see Krishna, to purify our heart, to purify our senses, so that we can actually go in contact with the Supreme Lord. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shaptitam. As Jiva is pointing out in the fourth canto, in his teachings, the platform of where we can realize or experience the Supreme Personality of Godhead is called Vasudev Sattva or Vishuddha Sattva. And it is only on that platform where one can have a contact with the Lord. But as long as we are in this cloud or in this movie of the material Maya, illusory energy of the Lord, or is also the Lord's energy, but separated, her job is to keep the conditioned souls in this material world, life after life, not only one life, many, many lives, through many, many creations even, this process is going on, samsara. And it has never end. It's practically nitya. The material world in one sense is nitya, because it is always existing. The forms are temporary, but the energy is always going on. And the different forms, different names. And there are so many living entities taking birth in this material creation of Brahmanda. Brahma's creation is called Brahmanda. So there are many living things. Two-legged, three-pada, chaturpada, without legs like reptiles, with even six or eight or more legs and hands, and also immovable, stavara. That's all this mentioned here. So all these different species of life created by Brahma in this universe, they are all more or less in one sense or another in this influence of Maya. So they are all acting like that. And either in a small way or as a big controller or a big owner or arranger of different things, everyone thinks, I'm the doer, this belongs to me, this aham, this is mine, I'm the enjoyer, aham bogi, I can enjoy this. And my subjects or my dependents, they are only existing because of my mercy. This is illusion. And in Everyone thinks like that. The animals, the insects, the snakes or reptiles, the humans, and also the demigods. They consider sometimes they are the doers, they are the controllers, they are the enjoyers. Of course, the demigods, they have a certain position attained due to their pious activities for many, many lifetimes, especially if you want to become Brahma. You have to follow according to Brihad Bhagavatamrita and also Bhagavatam. 100 lifetimes, very strictly Vanashram Dharma. Strictly, without fail, Vanashram Dharma, not for one life, but for 100 lifetimes. And the result is not that you get love to Krishna, you become Brahma. So you become Brahma. And that means Brahma, you're still in the material world. Maybe you're a big Ishvara now, you're a big controller of all the universe. You can even create so many things. You can control many, worship you. Therefore, also Brahma sometimes may become illusion. Although he is actually considered in the mode of goodness. Of course, the mode of goodness without pure Krishna consciousness is not singly existing in this material world. The mode of goodness is always mixed with the tinge of either passion or ignorance. Therefore, even Brahma sometimes may become allured by Maya, like running after his own daughter. Or sometimes, as a Leela, Krishna's Maya is covering his remembrance about the Supreme Lord, and especially in Krishna's Leela, Brahma, maybe he could not understand how my Lord, Lord Narayana, my father, I'm born from his lotus navel, Padmanabha, from Lord Narayana. How this Lord Narayana with four arms, who is very powerful, very munificent, so great, inconceivable for my for understanding, how he can become a small boy here in Vrindavan, and plays with other small boys, with the calves together, as a cowboy boy. How is this possible for my Lord? Rama, he thinks sometimes, he knows so many things about Lord, the Lord, and about the Lord's creation. But in this story, Krishna wants to give even Brahma a special lesson. That he actually could understand, actually even you, Brahma, although you have four heads, and in other universes maybe much more, hundreds and thousands, even you, Brahma, cannot completely understand me, who I am. Because even you are dependent fully on my mercy. You are under my control. Of course, Krishna is never forcing anyone under his control to surrender. Because he's not a demon. The demons forcibly want to control somebody and will force somebody to surrender. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is completely full of love and affection to all his living entities who are part and parcels of him, he can never become forceful or forcing somebody to surrender unto him. But Krishna is the supreme trickster. He's Chora. Chora means trickster. He knows how to trick somebody to surrender to him, to do some service to him. So therefore he finds out different ways, you know, how to conquer somebody with his beauty, with his leela, with his with his wonderful qualities, who are so unlimited that the devotee in the end becomes completely overwhelmed and attracted and surrenders to Krishna and gives everything to Krishna. And what is Krishna's nature? In the last verse from Brihadbhagavatamrita, is described by Jaimini. Krishna's nature is, he makes arrangement that the devotee surrenders to him, and then when the devotee surrenders to him and gives him something very good, does some pleasing service for him, what is the Lord doing? He says, thank you very much. It's very merciful from you that you make this kind of offering to me. And this, you know, this is completely unheard of any personality of Godhead. That the Lord himself, you know, becomes thankful, becomes dependent on his devotee. Although he has already everything, he possesses already everything, but still he makes himself dependent on his devotee and even thanks him. Like Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma, in the beginning of the creation, everything was dark, and he had four heads, but he didn't know. He was in ignorance. He didn't know what is the source of my life, the source of my existence. So he was looking everywhere, up and down, in all heavenly directions, but he could not find his origin. So he went back to the lotus, Pushkar, lotus, and sat down there, and he was starting to meditate, calm, and think about deeply, what should I do now? So then this word came, transcendental sound, tapa. So tapa came, and he understood, yes, I have to become self-controlled, detached from my own ability, of my own creation, or previous creation, and that I am the doer, that I am the controller. And let's see what is the plan. And because he self-restrained himself and surrendered to this transcendental sound, tapa, so Krishna revealed himself ultimately and gave him intelligence, the Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tham, how to engage in devotional service and how to please Krishna, to serve him in his interest. Real unity, Srila Prabhupada told, means unity with Krishna's interest. As long as we work for our own interest, this is not tapasya, this is sense gratification. But as soon as we start to work for Krishna's interest, for Krishna's pleasure, for spiritual master's pleasure who represents Krishna, this is selfless. This is real yoga, this is real unity. Unity in interest. The Krishna's interest. Our interest is always motivated, is always selfish. Thinking about so many things that we would like to do, what we desire, and in the end, you know, we're still not happy. Because as long as we are self-interested, we cannot be happy. We cannot become satisfied, because Krishna is not pleased. It's not connected or included in this plan. And it's stated in Shastra, Tasmin Tushta, Jagat Tushta. And Krishna become pleased, then you become pleased, and everything around you also become pleased. So the purpose of life is to please Krishna. To find out how I can serve Krishna according to his desire, to become useful in his hands. I thought Prabhupada, when he came to America, he wrote this famous poem on his arrival. So Krishna, you somehow sent me here, although I don't know exactly what is the purpose. what should I do here? How I will, but I, it seems to be that you have a plan to wake up these sleeping souls here, these conditioned souls. And I pray to you that I just become a puppet on the string, an instrument in your hands, so that I can fulfill your plan, become useful in spreading Krishna consciousness, teaching them the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam, so that they will become fortunate and enlightened in Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada, he was fully dedicated to Guru and to Krishna. He could understand, I cannot control anything. I cannot create or manifest anything on my own. So it's only possible by Krishna's mercy if he gives me the power and uses me and let me dance according to his desire. This is pure devotee. This is the pure devotee. He never thinks, you know, let me now use my money, my intelligence, my qualities, you know, in serving Krishna without actually becoming dependent on Krishna. So we can speak about this verse on so many different levels, but because we are speaking amongst devotees, so we keep it on devotional platform, not on political, ecological, sociological, philanthropical. You can engage this verse and apply it in so many different levels. But for a devotee, we want to learn how to engage in devotional service, in surrendering unto the Lord, because we also come sometimes in the disillusion, I'm a smaller or bigger controller, I'm a grihastha, I'm a certain leader of certain department, or even of a big place. No. But we have to learn how to apply always and understand I'm foolish, I cannot do anything on my own, I cannot spread Krishna consciousness, I cannot save the world, I cannot engage in any kind of service, I cannot even maintain my family without Krishna's mercy. So therefore we are all like Brahma, in Brahma's position. Either Brahma is in big position, and he had to learn how to surrender to Krishna, and that he become instrumental. And Krishna, in the end, when he could do this service, he revealed himself to him and congratulated him. He thanked him. Thank you very much, Brahma, for your nice service. That's Krishna's kindness. And in this Brahma Vimohana Leela also, the demigod, like everyone else in this universe, is more or less, even if you are maybe situated in the mode of goodness, become covered by some illusion or misunderstanding of Krishna. Because everyone thinks Krishna must look as I think that he looks and as he is. But that is not maybe Krishna as he is. So if we want to know how Krishna is, you know, then we have to either learn from somebody who knows Krishna, who has seen Krishna, who has experienced Krishna, and learn from him, from that devotee. Or if you are in a very fortunate situation, both is fortunate, but in a very rare fortunate situation, Krishna himself comes and shows himself to you. Here I am, as I am. Then maybe you may become and think, yeah, how you can be you as you think, as you are. How I know. So therefore, Brahma, because he acts on the level of buddhi, of intelligence, reasoning. You know, is this really my Krishna, my Narayana, my father, my origin? So he goes and tests. So he stole all his cows and his friends and hided them somewhere in a cave. in Govardhan side. And he was now saying, ah, now I want to see what kind of Lord, what kind of Bhagavan he is, this small cowherd boy, not even 5 years old. So now I want to see how he will how confused he will be if the friends and calves are not there. He's practically everything what he has in his life. Of course, mother, father, he could not see. But his friends and his cows. But then later on he realized when he came and was to see what Krishna is doing, or what this boy is doing now, the so-called Krishna, so-called Supreme Lord, what he's doing now, then he saw, I cannot believe my eyes. Same boys are here. Same colors, bodily colors, same dress. Look exactly the same calves, and all the pastime Krishna joyfully is enjoying, relishing pastimes with them. Brahma was confused. Now he became confused. He wanted to confuse Krishna. But if you want to confuse Krishna, then Krishna's energy, bhakti energy, or Leela energy arranges that you become confused. And so Brahma became confused instead. And then he realized, oh, I made a mistake. So I have to surrender now and pacify the Lord and ask for forgiveness. So therefore in 14th chapter of the 10th canto, you can hear the beautiful prayers of Lord Brahma, how he what he offers to Krishna. And one of the prayers, you know, he says, you know, many people in this world, scholars or sages or whatever, they may claim, you know, that they know Krishna, that they know everything about this creation and about Krishna and connection with Krishna. But I, Brahma, the creator of this universe, with four heads, I cannot say this anymore. Previously I also thought like that, but now I'm confused. I have to say, I don't know anything anymore. And that's actually the position, or what Krishna wants to bring you, to become humble, to become idiot, foolish, before Krishna, before superior, Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, Krishna can give you the program, he can give you the mercy, and engage you in devotional service. As long as we think I'm intelligent, I know something, I am very capable, so Krishna cannot use us if we don't have the humility and the understanding of surrender to him. Cannot use us, we become useless, we are disqualified. But when, if you ever, Krishna sometimes makes you appearing, makes you happening that you become foolish or appear foolish. It's not always like that. Sometimes a devotee maybe has the certain quality and qualifications, but he also has the internal understanding of depending on Krishna. So there are many kings in Vedic time who had this understanding. Ambarish Maharaj, this is named in Krishna book, Shrutadev, and Bahulashra, Shrutadev Brahmana, Bahulashra, the king of certain kingdom. So he was very dedicated, Janaka, so many great kings, Parikshit Maharaj, Yudhisthira Maharaj, they had so many good qualities, but their life and soul was Krishna. They were completely dependent on Krishna. And when Krishna appears in their life, or understand Krishna is here, This is all Krishna's belonging. Even my position, what I have, is Krishna's arrangement. Actually, I don't like this position by myself. For example, Yudhisthira Maharaj. He didn't want to be king. He didn't want to rule the world. But Krishna wanted to put him in the position and tell him, you should act. You are my representative. I want that you will become the ruler. And then Yudhisthira Maharaj surrendered and he understood Krishna is Krishna's plan. And therefore he accepted all the position, services from others, opulences, everything what he had, you know, everything became very nice, became like heavenly planets. He accepted and dedicated fully in the service of Krishna. He understood this is only Krishna's grace, and I only do it for Krishna's pleasure, not for my own pleasure. I don't want to enjoy it. I want to please Krishna with it. And this is the general mentality of a devotee, that he wants to please Krishna. If he has little more or much, whatever he has, whatever he gets, in whatever position he is in it, he is try to see this in the relation to Krishna. And therefore the devotee can always stay detached or akinchana. I have nothing. I'm not the owner. I'm not the possessor. I'm not the controller. So in this way, even though he has many things, he can still be akinchana. Akinchana doesn't mean to just give up everything and go here in Vrindavan and live in a kunch. And think, so I'm akinchana. I give up everything. This maybe can be artificial. Real akinchana is even those who have a lot of things and engage it, they know it, how to engage in Krishna service. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he got so many things. He got so many temples, so many palaces, so much money, so many devotees, so many cars, so much power and influence he got because he engaged in the service of Krishna. Like Srila Prabhupada, one devotee in Mayapur introduced one man. He was a businessman. He had a factory of producing glass manufacturer. So Prabhupada asked him, so you're producing glass, from where is glass coming from? And then Prabhupada asked, what is the combination of glass? How is it made? And then the man told, it's made from sand and silicone. Right? Is it English silicone? He told the combination, how to make glass. And then Prabhupada said, okay. And from where is the sand and the silicon coming from? And then the light member immediately thought, oh, this is Bhagavan, coming from Bhagavan. And then Prabhupada said, oh, it means you're a thief. You're stealing from Bhagavan. Because you cannot produce glass yourself. You have to take the ingredients given by the Lord, supplied by the Lord. He gave you, he supplies you. You're also a living entity, but you're dependent on Krishna. He's supplying you. But then he thought, but I also give donation. I give donation to the temple. Then Prabhupada said, oh, that means you're only a little thief. You're a little thief. So everyone more or less is a thief. If you don't follow the Ishavasyam, this process of Ishapanishad, everyone is a thief. So if you have to understand and surrender to the supreme thief, he's the most clever, Krishna, and the supreme thief, and he prayed to him that he can steal your heart, you can steal everything what you have, so that you can engage in his service, and then this way you become happy. So in the end, I want to quote some verses from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Charanagati, because there are two items of Charanagati. One is Gopritve Varanantata. Gopritve means fully accept Krishna as your maintainer. And the other one is Rakshishtatite Vishvaso, to always consider Krishna as your protector. Therefore, a devotee who is following the Sharanagati process, he never thinks, I'm the maintainer of my family or of anything, or I'm the giver of the shelter. Therefore, they're beautiful songs. Because of the time factor, I will not sing the Bengali, but just read the translation. So it's the first song from Gopritve Varana of Sharanagati, and I will only read 5, 6 of this one. So here he says, O Lord of the universe, I have given up everything and have come to your lotus feet. I am your eternal servant and you are my sole maintainer. In truth, everything belongs to you and I am only a caretaker. It is your duty to deliver me. I will give up my independence and take shelter at your lotus feet. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, humbly take shelter at your lotus feet. Please forgive his offenses and allow him to develop a taste for chanting your holy name. In this way, kindly maintain him. And in the second song, that's the first song, I will also read some part. I was fully engrossed in taking care of my wife, my sons, my body, and my other family members. Such thoughts always filled my mind. I was always thinking about how to earn money, how to achieve name and fame, and how to get my daughters and sons married. Now that I have surrendered myself at your lotus feet, I have nothing to worry about. It is your family, and you, and so you will surely take care for them. O Lord, please maintain me by considering me to be your servant. I experience great pleasure while serving your lotus feet. Everything is carried out by your sweet will. But the foolish living entities say that they are doing everything themselves. This is not correct, however. What can a living entity do if you do not inspire him? A living entity can only desire. It is only by your mercy that living entities can fulfill their desires. That's a very nice point. A living entity, the only thing that we can do is desire. But that the desire become fulfilled is dependent on Krishna's mercy. It's very nice. So we can desire, but we cannot do anything without Krishna's mercy. And then I also want to read a few lines of Rakshishvatita Vishvaso, of Krishna as protector. It's also in this song. Song 1. O Lord, now I have realized that your lotus feet award one freedom from lamentation and fear. They are always a source of nectar. O Lord, I have given up everything and have taken shelter at your lotus feet in all respects. O Lord, I am confident that your lotus feet will give me all protection. I have no other protector in this material world. Now I have understood that I am your eternal servant. As such, it is your responsibility to maintain me. I have suffered great distress as a result of leading a life that is independent of you. But now, by surrendering at your lotus feet, all my miseries have disappeared. Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, performed severe austerities to attain your lotus feet. having received the shelter of those lotus feet, Shiva became glorious. Brahma attained perfection by surrendering to those lotus feet, and Narada Muni always meditates upon those lotus feet within his heart. I joyfully hold upon my head those lotus feet that award our one fearlessness. I always sing the glories of your lotus feet and dance in ecstasy. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has full faith that your lotus feet will deliver him from the danger of material existence. And in another place, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also prays, I don't wish to become a Brahma in case I have to take birth again in future life, my Lord. It's in your hand, I fully surrender. But I don't want to only have one wish. Don't let me become Brahma. It is a non-devotee. Rather, I like to become a worm or an insect, you know. But it should be in the house of your devotee. Hare Krishna. Shri Grantara Chima Bhagatan Ki Jai. So maybe any question? Speak in the mic.
This is not my question, but sometimes inclusiveness. Chankashlana translation, Prabhupada, my Lord, from the great leaders of the universe, such as Lord Brahma and other demigods, down to the political leaders of this world, all are envious of your authority. So I'm not able to understand this line. Can you describe?
Envious of your authority.
I understand. This material world actually exists because of a kind of envy. The original sin is Viparya Smriti. We turn our back against the Lord and want to become independent, to enjoy separately of Him, not in pure devotion in Goloka or in Vaikuntha. So, therefore the material world is existing because of this original envy. Enemy of the Lord. It's not the gross, doesn't need to be a gross envy or manifested now as envy in Brahma. Although it's a subtle thing, you know. It's a subtle thing. Because everyone in this material world wants to be we don't like to serve somebody who is a greater to you. Want to be merciful to him. Because you think if the person has everything or is well situated, then I don't have to do anything for him. But if somebody becomes, if you see somebody is dependent or is in bad situation, lesser than you, then he likes to show compassion. But if the compassion or the mercy or the service that you do for the improvement of the life of the person, you want to help, or an animal or plant or whatever, out of your sentiment to help, that's very good. No? But if you do it out of I want to do it. And you don't see it in relation to Krishna, that actually for Krishna's service I want to help the dependents and the poor, and give them Mahaprasada, give them holy name, give them opening hospital. This is it's also called a philanthropical work, but it is meant, to glorify Krishna. the meditation, it's different. No? But if you do it in the mood, I want to show how merciful I am, how great I am, and that I become recognized, you know. Then you don't give the become credit to Krishna, or see it that actually Krishna will supply and arrange for it, and you just can become instrument. I cannot help them without my